I want to talk to you this morning about clothes and boots and shoes. I have today made an order which starts rationing these things, and you will see the details in the morning newspapers. Coupons will now have to be given up when buying clothing, in just the same way as when buying food. Everyone will have 66 clothing coupons to last them for 12 months, and the first 26 coupons are in your present ration book. But I want to emphasize that you can buy what you like and where you like with these coupons. The coupons are concerned only with the various kinds of clothing and boots and shoes, and have nothing to do with the price of the article bought. A woman can spend 5 shillings or £5 on a cotton dress, but she will have to surrender the same number, 7 coupons of her 66 in either case. I will not go very far into detail. As I have said, you will see them all in the papers this morning and tomorrow. There are one or two points of particular interest that I want to tell you about now. We all know that children grow out of their clothes. Therefore, they will be given more for their coupons than grown-up people. Protective clothing, like workmen's boiler suits, is not rationed. There are various other classes of clothing and haberdashery which are also exempted. A list of these is in the newspapers, and a list giving the number of coupons needed for each article that requires them. Cloth and knitting wool for making clothes come into the scheme, and you will have to use coupons to buy them. If you are so unlucky as to have your clothes destroyed in an air raid, special arrangements have been made to enable you, through the assistance board or the collector of customs and excise, to obtain sufficient coupons to set you up again with a stock of clothing. After you've got that stock, you will then be on the same footing as everyone else.